fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning. It is I, Tyler Russell, kicking off our annual fundraising pledge drive called KX Takeover. Every year, we are humbled by the participation in this thing that, for some reason, community members want to come on the air and fundraise for our station. That's right. This entire week, every hour, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday, you will hear from a different guest host every hour raising money for KX93.5 for their own personal reasons, for whatever the station means to them. Everybody competes, and at the end of it, we have a Silver Tongue Award to give away to the person who raised the most money. And there's a few ways you can participate in this. First, you can simply listen. It's a lot of fun. We hear from a lot of different people. We've had some legendary shows over the few years we've done this. You can listen online at kx93.5.com. If you don't have our app, now's a really good time to download it for this fun week. You can search KX93.5 in the Google Play or iTunes store. Two, you can donate. That's the best way to help us during KX Takeover. We only do this once a year, where we stop the airwaves, we do all these guest shows, and we ask you to donate to our station. If you listen to us every day and you're not a member and you're not a donor, or maybe you are, but you haven't done it in a while, or you've only donated a little bit, this is the time to really shove some money our way so we can keep this thing going. And I'm going to tell you why. KX93.5 has been around for 6 years. For me, when I started it in 2012, there was a pretty simple dream I had in mind. I wanted to, well, simple, I guess, is a tough word to use, but I wanted to create radio that was important again, that meant something to a community, that wasn't the same 40 songs, that wasn't syndicated DJs from somewhere else in the country, radio that harkened back to the early days of FM, that connected people together and played music you'd never heard before. And 6 years later, I can say that I'm pretty sure we've done that. We play bands that you don't hear on any other radio station. We care about those artists. We give them on-air features. We book them at gigs. We bring major concerts to Laguna Beach. We focus heavily on our community, supporting businesses, nonprofits, arts, students, LGBTQ, many more. We don't consider our 100-watt radio station a limitation. We think it gives us legitimacy to have an FM radio station, but as far as we're concerned, the sky's the limit after that. And we've recently revised our mission statement. I want to read it to you. KX93.5 aims to lead the rebirth of FM radio, enriching our listeners with the discovery of alternative music, views, and culture that elevates Laguna Beach on a global scale. We think Laguna Beach is just the beginning for this kind of radio station, and we hope people all over the world who care about local radio look at us and say, wow, look what those guys are doing in Laguna. That's cool. That's what radio should be. That's something we set out to do. It's something we kind of do, and it's something we can only get better at. And I know we're not without our shortcomings. You know, sometimes we'll put a song on and we'll announce it and it won't be that song at all. That happens. Sometimes there's 15 seconds of dead air and you call us and wonder why you're hearing Tupac from K-Day instead of us. That happens. But we need your support to continue thriving and growing and being a glue that connects Laguna together through music and arts. And you can support us this week by going to kx93.5.com, click the KX Takeover link at the top of the page, and make a donation, please, to help our station. You select the host on the next page of who you want your money to go toward during KX Takeover so they can get the credit. I've got a few people to thank this hour. We'll get to them. You can also call into the show at 949-715-5936. You can do that all week. You can call into mine right now, make a pledge, and I'd love to have you on the air, 715-5936. But it's about the music. That's what we do. So that's what we're going to keep doing this morning. My KX Takeover playlist, last year, I did kind of a personal journey of my radio career through all the stations that I ever worked at. This year, I'm going to do a personal journey of my love of rock and roll. I got a really cool and special chance this weekend to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in Cleveland. And I was inspired by all these guys had a story about what started it for them, what bands, what music, what songs, and what radio stations, by the way, started it for them. And I was inspired by that and wanted to do the same thing. So you just heard Bohemian Rhapsody. It was the first song I ever had fully memorized at 5 years old, not kidding. And I lip sank it at summer camp. My friends were doing TLC's Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, and I was doing Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. And I remember looking out at a teacher singing along with me with her jaw dropped that this five-year-old could do this. And yeah, I nailed it. Wayne's World was an inspiration. We're going to move on to another song that I memorized the words to very early. I remember singing along to this in the car with my mom. It's The Doors. It is KX Takeover, where we take over the airwaves hour by hour, raising money for our nonprofit radio station. I'm Tyler Russell, kicking off KX Takeover with a personal journey of my love of rock and roll. And I've got a lot of donors to thank. I want to get to our first two donors right now. They just called in and donated $100, and they happen to be my grandparents. Hi.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm sure I don't have to remind you, no swearing while we're on the radio, okay?
I think it's the other, might be the other way around.
Shucky Dern.
Yeah.
So this is Mamu and Pa all the way from Oklahoma this morning. And why do you want to talk about why you wanted to donate to support the station?
Well, we think you're doing a great job out there. You're great. It's a great service, and you're really providing something that they need out there.
Mamu?
And I'll be honest, it's because the greatest grandson in the whole wide world owns it and works there.
Well, yeah.
That's a pretty good reason, too.
That's a pretty good reason.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You having a good day?
Yeah, I am. Playing some rock and roll music on the radio, so I can't complain.
Sure do love you, bud, and just continue having a great day, all right?
Well, the next one's going to be partially for you, Pa, because I associate this song, Laughing About It, with you, and I know you like it as well. It's Johnny Cash's A Boy Named Sue.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. It's coming on now. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Good. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Leave it.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Yeah, little Johnny Cash on KX93.5 for KX Takeover, where we are fundraising all week long to support our nonprofit radio station. I remember discovering that song when I was like 10 or 11 years old, and I went to my parents and I said, man, I love Johnny Cash. Can we see him in concert? And they said, I hate to break it to you, son, he's been dead for about 20 years. And that wasn't the last time my parents would have to shatter my dreams about seeing an artist who was long gone. Speaking of which, Fletcher and Liz on the phone now. Hi, Rents.
Hey, it's just your dad.
Oh.
Your mom's someplace around.
Okay. Hi, Dad. What's
I'm
going on?
I'm out of Gloucester, New York.
Right.
We're good. We're in New York effing city, and it's pouring down rain.
Well, why did you call in this morning?
It's takeover day.
Yeah.
I figured if I didn't, I'd never hear the end of it.
Well, so that's probably true. Would you like to share your personal opinion and journey of the radio station?
Well, it starts way before that. I think most of your colleagues know, maybe all the listeners don't know, but you know, you'll remember standing in our garage. You were probably 12, and I had like 3,000 albums, and you picked one up and said, Dad, what's this? And I go, what do you mean? He said, what is this? I said, it's an album. Of course, you had never seen one because you grew up listening to MP3s and iPods and things like that, and we went down to Best Buy and bought a turntable, and I gave you all my records.
I still got them.
And I think you memorized almost all of them. I'd come home and hear Moody Blues or The Doors or Doobie Brothers or Zeppelin, you know, all stuff I grew up with. And every now and then your friends would be in the basement listening to Cheech and Chong or whatever was in my album. Whatever was in my album collection.
I do specifically remember turning on your Cheech and Chong record. Yep, I remember that one.
Dave's not here.
Well, I'll tell you, the next song I'm going to play is one that I remember sitting in the car with you waiting for it to come on the radio. I would just wait because I knew the classic rock radio station would at least play it once on a day, and that's Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Yeah, I think we learned that on the guitar.
It's still the only song I remember on guitar, I think.
It might be the only song you can play on the guitar.
Yeah, exactly, and just the riff. Well, did you want to make a contribution to our beloved radio station
today?
Sure.
How much have you raised so far?
Well, I haven't shouted everybody out yet, but I did a fundraiser on Facebook this morning, which is another way you can donate, by the way. I raised $450 that way, and my grandparents just donated $100, so I guess I'm at $550.
All right. Your parents will match that.
All right.
For a match. And you can challenge all the other takeover people.
All right, Dad. Thank you very much. So I'm at over $1,000, so I'm setting the bar pretty high this morning.
Well, congratulations to everybody. It's a remarkable journey, and it's so important what you're doing for the community, and we couldn't be prouder.
All right, Dad. Thank you. Love you.
Rock and roll.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
KX Takeover, where we turn over the airwaves and we raise money for our radio station. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm kicking off our entire week of fundraising. You can find the full schedule or make a donation online at kx935.com/KX Takeover. We're going to go to another caller now, Lori Pascarella, longtime friend and member of KX935. Hi, Lori. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, Tyler. It's great what you're doing, and I just wanted to call in and support you and offer a donation. I'm going to send over $100 your way.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You've always been a big supporter.
Yes, and it's really been amazing to watch you turn into the amazing man that you are. So I went onto your website, and I was listening to music, and, you know, very good. Very great way to start the day.
Awesome. It's not a bad gig, is it?
No, not at all.
All right, Lori. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for donating.
Hey, no problem. You take care. We'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's right. You can go online, kx935.com/KXTakeover. Choose the host you want to benefit, a.k.a. me, if you're doing it right now, and make a donation to support our radio station. So, yeah, we have not been taken over by, corporate classic rock this morning. And I know it's a little ironic, my song choices, because I preach independent music and radio, but this is a personal journey of how I got here. Eventually, my music taste got pretty cool, but when I was 13 years old, it consisted of Deep Purple and Black Sabbath, and that's how I eventually got into the music biz. So that's what we're doing today, my own personal adolescent journey of rock and roll music. We just heard Smoke on the Water, and now we're going to go to probably a condensed version. I'm not going to play all 8 minutes as much as I'd like to. I do remember hearing this song for the first time, again, in the car with my dad. Funny how most music discovery comes in the car. I'm sure that's true for other people than myself. And I remember every 8 measures or so, him just wailing on the steering wheel as if he was air drumming. And my grandma wasn't very happy with me belting Satan Laughs and Spreads His Wings. But, you know, whatever. Black Sabbath, War Pigs.
Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
Good is that song. 1974, David Essex, kind of a one-hit wonder, Rock On. I don't really have any personal stories about that, except for I love it. I used to play it on repeat, and I'm sure you don't hear it enough either. It's KX Takeover. I'm Tyler Russell, where we turn over the airwaves every hour throughout this entire week to raise money for our radio station, and I'm doing the kickoff inaugural show. So there's several people I want to thank this morning who have already made a donation to our nonprofit radio station dedicated to our Laguna Beach community. Some of those people are Lori Pascarella. You just heard her call in. My buddy Jeff Regal, he donated earlier this morning. Mark Williams, that's my grandfather. We got Paula Arnold on Facebook. Susan Deegan, all the way up in Sonoma County. Tamara Dow just donated on Facebook. Michael Vay, Brandon Menchaca, Scott David, Sally Eastwood, who says she's been listening since day one in October of 2012. And she's right. That's exactly when we started. Rena Palumbo always steps up for me every year. And then my mom, Liz, donated $100. I've got a song for you in just a little bit, Mom. Don't worry. And Paula, who I mentioned, she started off with $250. So my Facebook total is up to $610 now. Another one just came in. So Facebook is a really easy way to do this. If you go to the KX page or my Tyler Russell fan page, you can make a donation on Facebook, and Facebook ultimately sends us the money. If you don't want to bother with our website and you're already on Facebook, that's a pretty easy way to do it. Or, of course, you can go to kx935.com/KX Takeover. All right, we're going to continue my personal journey of rock and roll this morning. I still get choked up pretty much every time this gentleman is mentioned. I haven't suffered a lot of personal loss in my life, you know, thank God. But as you know, when a musician you truly care about dies, it feels personal. And that happened to me with Tom Petty last year. I've been lucky enough to see him three times, twice by the time I was 18, and the third and final time last year, about 2 weeks before he died at Caboo Festival. He's probably the defining artist of my love of rock music, and I don't think the world's the same without him. Tom Petty, Breakdown.
alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. You see, there is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say. Through the night,
break down.
Break down. Now I'm standing here. Can you see? Break down. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
Video killed the rain.
I don't know, maybe it's the fact that it is about my industry. Maybe it was the fact that it's the first music video aired on MTV in 1981, or maybe it's just damn good and I can never stop listening to it. The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star. It's KX Takeover, where we turn over the airwaves to guest hosts all week. They're hosting an hour each, and they contribute to raising money for our radio station. Brian and Kristen Lewis are coming up at 9 a.m. Some other highlights today are Mayor Kelly Boyd, comedian Ed Steinfeld, Councilwoman Toni Eisman, Julie Lawton of Julie Lawton Designs, Bruce Rave and Greg Friedman, two volunteers on the station, and also Rick Geary of RWM Home Loans. Some hard hitters today. It's going to be a good one, and I love hearing what people bring to the table and all the eclectic taste during KX Takeover. It's one of the absolute best weeks to listen to this radio station. For me, I'm taking over with some classic rock that I grew up loving, that my parents influenced me by, that eventually led to my career in the music biz. And this next one is the one that goes out to my mom. Each one of my parents brought a different rock and roll past to my development. My mom is solely and single-handedly responsible for Rod Stewart. Thanks to her, I've seen him, like 4 times, 8 times? I don't even know. I'm the proud catcher of one of the Rod Stewart signed soccer balls that he kicks out into the crowd. It was a pretty unbelievable catch. Hi, Mom. Thanks for being my biggest fan. We'll be right back. Go wrong there. It's KX Takeover, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm Tyler Russell, raising money for our radio station this morning. You can go online at kx935.com/KX Takeover to make a donation. You can also do it through Facebook. I've created a fundraiser on the KX page and on my personal page. A couple more people just chimed in and donated, Robert Armstrong and Kevin Crawford. Thank you very much, guys. The money's definitely rolling in already this morning, and I'm very grateful. We're doing a little bit of my personal rock journey that started my love for rock music and eventually got me in the biz when I was younger. And this next artist is one of my, you know, the word guilty pleasures I don't like to use because no pleasure should be guilty. It should just be a pleasure, but it kind of is. Alanis Morissette with Jagged Little Pill, which came out, what, 93, 4? Anyway, I knew pretty much all the words of that album when it came out at like 6 years old. And I could even belt every word to You Ought to Know, which included a really loud F-bomb. So I didn't choose to play that one this morning, and it was my first introduction to swearing. My mom would even let me sing it. Thanks, Mom. So now we're going to go to her, but we're going to play the first track on the record, a little more FCC-friendly version.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I do. Do I wear you out? You must wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted ways of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. Yeah. And what I wouldn't give to find a soulmate. Someone else to catch this drift. And what I wouldn't give to meet a kindred. Petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul that make the whole much deeper.
Some peace, man. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied.
So once more, KX93.5's revised mission statement. We aim to lead the rebirth of FM radio, enriching our listeners with the discovery of alternative music, views, and culture that elevates Laguna Beach on a global scale. It's about our community. It's about the alternative views, music, and culture we bring to our community. But it's not just about that. It's about what this station can bring to the world and the example it can show to other radio stations everywhere. And in the modern age, when Clear Channel stations around the country are going bankrupt, more and more independent owners are popping up, I'm inspired by the idea that radio can be important again. We've proven its importance here in Laguna, and we've proven it can connect to community. And you, by donating, are proving that it means something to you. And I think people around the country will continue to look at us with our 100-watt antenna in our town of 24,000 people and say, look at those guys. Look what they did for radio. That thought is what keeps me going. KX935.com/KXTakeover to make a donation toward my show or any of our guest shows all week long. This is our pledge drive, KX Takeover. It's the only time we stop the airwaves, play a bunch of smattering of songs, and ask you to contribute to this station that hopefully brings something to your life. That's why I'm going to end with another band that I saw at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this weekend. They did not perform. I wish they had. But the song drives home the point I'm trying to make. The money is what keeps us going. But really, the money isn't what matters. The money is for nothing. We love you, Laguna. Thanks. All right, we've got a last minute caller here. I got to have this gentleman on the line. Jim Click, you made it by a minute.
Yeah, Tyler, I did. Good morning, son. I'm sorry, I'm in Tucson, but I hope you've had a successful hour on the radio.
Yes, we have so far. I've raised over $1,000 so far for the radio station.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to match that.
Jim Click,
I'll match the $1,000 right now.
Thank you so much. And, you're such a valued contributor.
Well, listen, and I hope other people that are listening might agree to match my $1,000, Tyler, because what a great job you've done for our community there in Laguna Beach. As you know, some of our family members live there. We love the community. We love you and your family, and we love what you've done with that station and what you've given back to our community. So if anybody's listening, I hope they'll also contribute.
Well, Jim, we honestly couldn't have done it without you since day one. In some months, you've single-handedly kept our radio station living and breathing and turned it into what it is today. So I'm really so grateful to you, always.
Well, I love your mom and dad, you too, son. I know you graduated from Chapman. I know you majored in radio, TV, journalism. And thanks for what you've done. We're proud of you and your station. And I'll see you next time I come over.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much again.
All right, great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.